It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. You've heard of a plea deal, of course, but have you ever heard of a C plea? It's a negotiated plea that defendants and prosecutors, they make a deal, and the judge has to accept or reject that deal entirely. No nuance, no negotiation. Corporations love C pleas. Drug maker Agerion arranged one after being charged with misconduct for the drug Juxtapid. But as Andrew Cohen, senior editor at the Marshall Project and author of this week's Case in Point, tells us, the deal Agerion wanted was rejected by a federal judge who said he wasn't going to allow this big company to get away with what he called egregious misconduct and deceit.
It was going into doctors' offices, getting access to patient confidential records, going to doctors and saying, look, even though this person may or may not need this drug, we want you to prescribe it, that sort of thing. And they get caught. The Justice Department catches them, other federal agencies catch them, and there are a series of negotiations between the parties that result in sort of a global settlement where the drug maker concedes that it engaged in misconduct and offers to pay tens of millions of dollars to basically get out of trouble.
So it sounds like Agerion pled out here. They made a plea deal with prosecutors, but you're writing that this isn't any ordinary plea.
Yeah, that's right. This is a classic case, right, where you have a corporate defendant and the feds are cutting a deal. They're getting some money and they're agreeing to go easy, essentially, on the defendants and also on what would have happened if the case had gone to trial. And they did it through a vehicle called a C plea. A C plea happens when the parties come to a federal judge and say, look, we've made a deal. You can either accept the deal as we've negotiated it or you can reject it outright. You cannot change it. And essentially boxing a judge into a corner, take it or leave it. And in those situations, the judges usually just say, fine, we'll accept it. If it's okay with you, it's okay with us. That didn't happen in this case.
Now, why would the parties want such a deal? What's the advantage in presenting a judge with a take it or leave it choice as contained in the C plea?
Well, if you're a corporate defendant, you want to be able to get the benefit of your bargain. If you're the federal prosecutor, you've hammered out this negotiation with a corporate defendant. You feel like you can sell it to your superiors. Your superiors feel like they could sell it to the American people. They don't want a judge coming into the middle or the end of the process and trying to change the terms. Some judges allow it. Some judges get a little thorny. And this Boston judge is one of those who gets very thorny. And that's what happened here. He basically said, if you're asking me to take it or leave it, I don't know enough about it to be able to take it. So I'm going to basically reject it. You can start over with your negotiations. So I suspect they're going to have to go back and try to either come up with a deal that satisfies the judge or go to trial. I can't imagine this company, based on these allegations, is going to want to go to trial because that generates the possibility of a jury verdict. And that could mean a lot more of a financial penalty than what we see in this deal.
Can a guy like me get a deal if I'm caught grifting or breaking a window and I want to cut a deal? Can I get a C deal?
Technically, you can. In reality, you can't. And that's one of the points that Judge Young made in his 23-page ruling. He said, you know what? Agerion's complaining. They're saying, look, you allow or the courts allow all sorts of C pleas when it comes to financial crimes, when it comes to pharmaceutical companies getting in trouble. We should be in that group. Why are judges allowing these sorts of deals in other cases and you're not allowing it here? And the judge turned that argument on its head and said, you know what? You're right. There is a disparate treatment here, but it's between corporations and individuals. Individuals don't get the benefits of these deals. Individuals, usually get hammered. So I don't know if the company is going to appeal. They refuse to comment. The Justice Department says it's not wanting to talk about this either. That's a possibility. And in fact, a couple of years ago, a C plea like this one was rejected by a noted federal trial judge, and that was reversed on appeal. So the end of this story is not yet in sight.
Andrew Cohen, senior editor at the Marshall Project. Andrew, thanks as always.
My pleasure.